we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Thursday to you, Brevard County. How's it going out there today? I hope that you are doing well. We want to thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM this morning and making us part of your day, whether you are driving to work, whether you're at home, whether you are at work and listening on a radio station there. You know, all of my family works in businesses throughout Brevard County, and some of them get to listen to radios in their offices and things like that. Others have other radios that other people are playing. And one of the things that they talk about is that the radio that is playing, you know, maybe that a coworker is playing, that whatever's on the radio tends to infiltrate into their area, into their cubicle or into their office and things like that. A lot of it is music stations and things like that. But if you are listening at work today, I don't want you to be offensive about it, but I want you to know that what you are doing right now is you may be helping people to understand who are nearby that there's a God who loves them, that he cares about them. And if you happen to be hearing this for the first time, I just want you to know that Jesus loves you, that he has a wonderful plan for your life, because he created that plan before the world began. The devil's been fighting against that plan, trying to instill his own strategy of stealing, killing, and destroying things in your life. But God has a much better plan of healing, of saving, of equipping and strengthening and taking you from glory to glory and from faith to faith, from strength to strength. The devil's looking to keep you weak and infirmed. God is wanting to make you strong and healthy. That's quite simply the reality of it. And so we want to thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. If you are listening or hearing this for the first time, I don't pastor a mega church. I just pastor a church that loves people, that wants as many people as we can reach with the good news of Jesus Christ to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if you do not have a church home, we'd love to invite you. We have about 140 different people that come throughout the year. We average about 50 to 60 in attendance on Sunday. That's pretty consistent. I think this year we, you know, our high for any one particular service got up into the 70s. But for us, it is about numbers. There are 7 billion people on the planet that need to hear about Jesus. But we want to make sure that those that we can reach, we do reach, and we're not going to ignore those who have made a decision to worship at Merritt Assembly of God. We're not going to ignore those while trying to reach others. We're going to love on them with the hopes of reaching other people as well. So if you're looking for a mega church, you're probably going to end up someplace else. But if you're looking for a church where it's like a spiritual family, where very few of us are actually related, other than the fact that we are all children of the King. We have an international representation at our church. That is by design. We're not looking for everybody to be just like us. We've got people from different ages, from, you know, probably 5, 6, or 7 years old, something like that, all the way up into 80s. So we've got that. But I'm telling you, I am blessed to pastor Merit Assembly of God. They are a wonderful, phenomenal group of people. They love Jesus and they love people. And last year during the hurricanes, so many of them, as well as some of the listeners to the radio program, just literally gave everything that they had within themselves to minister to people during those hurricanes. And while we're at it, let's make it a matter of prayer that we get a break from those hurricanes this year. 2 years in a row is enough for that. So anyway, just thought I'd tell you a little bit about Merit Assembly of God. We're right in the middle of Merit Island, 165 North Grove Street. We're just two blocks north of 520, which is the main thoroughfare coming into Brevard County. Courtney Parkway runs two blocks to the east of us. That is the main north and south corridor through Merit Island. Home Depot is just two blocks to the west of us, or two blocks to the east of us. And, you know, so we're real close, but you need to type the address in because with some of the turn lanes that they've added on 520 and Courtney, you're not going to find us by accident very, very easily. So we are thankful for those that have been added to the church. We've continued to grow. And, you know, several years ago, we had a season where 40% of the congregation all scattered throughout the state of Florida, throughout the country. And it was a serious setback, but God spoke to my heart, explained what was going on, and said, I want you to stay the course and you won't have to go through this mountain again, or go around this mountain again. And so, we are thankful. We've got a stronger team, a loving team, a mature team in Christ. And, I've got a great team of helpers around there that, want to do great things. So, with that being said, one last warning about school starting tomorrow. Be on the lookout. Give yourself a little extra time to get to work if you happen to be traveling during school hours, because it's not just the time going, it is also the time when they dismiss, and it's like, oh man, school's letting out. And so some people may alter their course of going to work and all of that sort of stuff. So be on the lookout for those kids and pray for them, that God would keep them safe and that he would cause them to avoid some of the generational issues that maybe they've experienced in their family history. So I want to take you to the book of Romans today, Romans chapter 13. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 11, Romans chapter 13, verse number 11. And do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. So, this is a message that Paul wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to the Christians who were in Rome. And he said, it is time to wake up. Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm here in a sound slumber, which I appreciate when I get to that, and all of a sudden it is time to get up, the first thing that you think of is, can I just have 10 minutes more? You know, you want to hit the snooze alarm. And if you're not careful, you can hit the snooze alarm over and over and over and over again, and you have literally made yourself more tired than you would have if you had just not set the alarm in the first place. Because about the time you fall back to sleep, then it's time to wake up and hit the snooze alarm again so you can fall asleep. And that's not, you know, people who study sleep said, you know, when the alarm goes off, you need to be getting up. You need to be getting up. Well, God is sounding this spiritual alarm. I want to frame this for you. Paul was sounding the alarm that it was time for believers to wake up nearly 2,000 years ago. How much more urgent is it now? It is extremely a time-sensitive issue because there are people who are entering eternity every single day. And we only tend to think about it when that person from this life into eternity was someone that we knew or were close to, and it takes a bit of our heart with us. But there are people who today is the last opportunity that they have to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. My wife, at one point in time, was working in a nursing home, and she ministered to a lot of elderly patients. She's literally been there when people took their last breath. And I've had other people who've had conversations who were in that same field, and you know, they were struggling, you know, with, you know, am I doing what God wants me to? And I would remind them of this fact. I said, do you realize that God is positioning you as the last opportunity to be the messenger that some of these people need to hear about Jesus? A pastor that I know, after he retired, he went to work as a chaplain in the hospital, and he said when he would go in and he would pray with people, that there would be people that said, look, I know that I'm dying. I don't want you to be playing spiritual games with me. I want you to tell me the truth. What do I need to do to be saved? It is time for the church to wake up. It is not just the old that perish. It is the young that perish as well. And so, I had somebody tell me one time, they told me directly. And they said, you know what, I don't want to interfere in my children's spirituality. I want them to find their own way spiritually. And it's like, well, that is an absolute non-biblical way to approach it. That's a lazy way out. The Bible tells parents that they are to train up their children in the way that they should go. And when you do not train them, you are training them to be undisciplined. So don't be surprised when all of a sudden they start doing the things that feel right to them. They might be doing things, you know, by the mercy of God, some of them may get to hear the word of truth from somebody else, but that's a message that needs to come primarily from the parents and is reinforced by the church and by personal experience with their parents. So it's time to wake up. If you've been procrastinating, if you've been delaying, you need to get about the master's business right now. Do you realize that Jesus at 12 years old told his parents, he said, why did you wonder where I was at? You should have known. I'm here to be about my Father's business. And he went back and he was under the authority of his parents for another 18 years before his ministry started. But he said, make no mistake about it, when the time comes, I'm going to be about the Father's business. And Paul says, it's time for the church to wake up. He says, it's time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. He says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. It doesn't just say that you need to add God to the equation. He says there are some things that you've got to get out of your life. There are some things that you need to cull from your life. You need to say, you know what? That is not helping me. That is hindering me and being everything that God wants me to be. You need to realize that there are some things that the enemy will try and bring into your life that will try and retain a foothold of darkness in your life. You don't want that. You don't want that. If I were to ask you, okay, what percentage of your body do you want to be healthy? Do you want it to be 10% or 20% or 30%? You say, no, I want to be healthy 100%. That's what people want. I mean, I don't understand people who want things to be wrong with them. I don't. When I get sick, I can't wait to get better. I had a pastor friend of mine one time. He got sick and he said, I've been sick so long I don't ever remember. He didn't get sick very often. He said, I've been sick so long, he'd been sick for a few days. I've been sick so long I can't remember ever being well. You know, he's like, I want this to end, and I want it to end now. But those of us who would like to experience 100% health, we need to also to have that same goal and same aspiration of being 100% sound spiritually. So how much darkness do you want in your life? How much obscurity? How much sin? How much spiritual disease can we tolerate? We need to cast off those things because they're detrimental to us. They're damaging to us. They are hindering to us. And they prevent us many times from going on to that next level of faith that God wants to take. So there are some things that you might need to be casting off of your life right now. It is time that we cast off the works of darkness. Don't just slow down. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. You see, you're not going to create a spiritual vacuum. What you're going to do is you're going to make room for something better. Okay? Don't be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's something better. When you get rid of immorality and lust out of your life, what you do is you make room for a holy relationship, a relationship that is going to reflect the nature of God. I had an interesting experience here a couple of weeks ago. I was standing in line waiting to get some breakfast, and someone asked me a question. They had a conversation that was going on in their life, and I had heard some of the conversation, and they asked me this question. They said, "Sir, you know, would you be okay with your wife going through your cell phone?" And what they don't know is there are a lot of times I just hand my wife to my cell phone and she's reading my text messages for me. If I'm driving down the road, she can go anywhere in my phone. There's not anything on my phone that she can't have access to it. And so when they asked me that question, I said, "Well, first of all, you need to understand that I'm a pastor. And so, yes, my wife can go through my phone at any time, and there needs to," and all of a sudden, you know, they were like, "Oh, okay, see," you know, and I was reinforcing the point that they wanted to make about that phone access. You see, there shouldn't be any place in your life that's hidden and that is reserved for darkness. It's not. When we cast off those deeds of darkness, those works of darkness, what we do is we make room for us to put on the armor of light. As I was reading this, I've got this note written down, and it is this. When we clothe ourselves, now if we talked about clothing ourselves with the armor of God, which is referred to in the book of Ephesians, if we talk about clothing ourselves with the armor of righteousness, but here we're talking about the armor of light, that revelation that God brings into our life, where we're awake, we're cognizant, we can see the things around us, that revelation. And here's what I've got written down. That sort of lifestyle, that sort of wardrobe is protective. It is armor. It prevents us from being wounded or damaged throughout the course of life. I believe that much of what we experience in life is not Satan's fault. It's not God's fault. It is our own fault because we don't enable ourselves of the protection that God has for us. Sometimes we prefer the darkness. Sometimes we just forget, hey, you know what? This is here for my protection. Okay? What is it that they advertise to keep your home protected? They have motion activated photos or motion activated lights that when there is something that moves, all of a sudden the whole yard lights up. Somebody comes into a room, the light comes on. It's a movement activated situation. When the light comes on, everybody wakes up and now they're alert to the fact that the enemy is trying to invade their life to steal, kill, destroy, or plunder. And all of a sudden, now the battle is on. Realize that God brings light into our life to protect us from the plans of the enemy. It says in verse number 13, let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness. So it's getting ready to describe things that we need to purge from our life that are going to protect us. It's not because God doesn't want you to have fun. It is protection. Let us walk properly in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness. Okay? First of all, much of what this world is about is it is trying to create a culture where it's just one big party all of the time. Well, let me tell you something. You're going to find that is a very unsatisfying way to live. One of the great hidden truths about life is that there is a great sense of joy that comes from fulfillment. There are many people right now who their life is nothing more than being famous for being famous. And what happens is other people want to try and just have nothing but one party after another party after another party after another party. Well, if this party doesn't outdo the last party, drug addicts are still trying to satisfy that first high, from what I've been told that they had. And it's a very dangerous trap because it eventually leads you to a place where it kills you. It says, let us walk properly. So what is being stated here is these following things are not proper for Christians to walk in. Okay? Revelry and drunkenness. Alcohol or drugs, lack of sobriety is not supposed to have any authority over the life of a believer. And when you are intoxicated, it is giving other things control over your mental faculties, which are going to affect your physical faculties, and it's going to do nothing but embarrass you. Don't look for an escape hatch. Look for the equipment that God has for you that's going to give you victory over that. You're having a bad day? Congratulations. So have I. Not today, maybe not yesterday, but I've had them. And let me tell you about the only thing that works. Golfing doesn't work. Going to bed and sucking your thumb doesn't work. Pulling the covers over your head and sleeping the day away doesn't work. The only thing that works is saying, you know what, God, I'm going to pray and I'm going to be about your business and I'm going to keep my hand on the plow. I'm not going to get distracted visually. So you want that thing, you want drunkenness out of your life. It also says not in lewdness and lust. So immorality has got to be pushed out. Immorality is improper in the life of a believer. You know what sort of sexual morality is right in the life of a believer, one man, one woman in a monogamous relationship, being in covenant relationship with one another and waiting until that covenant is initiated in marriage before you avail yourself of the physical benefits of the covenant. That's what is available, or that's the way that we should be, not in lewdness and lust, and not in strife, and not in envy. Man, I tell you, I there are so many people who are jealous of one another. Somebody got a new car, well, I got to get a new car. Somebody upgraded their house, I got to upgrade my house. You know what? Forget all that stuff. You know why? It's all going to burn up eventually anyway. It's all going to fall. You know, there was a story several months ago about a family that was renovating their bathroom out in California, and they found a note from the previous people who had renovated the bathroom, and they said, hey, what is wrong with the renovation we did? Well, you know what? When you did it back in the 1990s, it was probably cutting edge. It was probably amazing, but time moved on, and people said the styles changed, and this is what we want to do in the bathroom. You don't be envious about those things that have a lifespan. You want to be concerned about those things that are eternal. You certainly don't want to be involved in strife. How many people have lived the Hatfields and the McCoys, and they're constantly stirring the pot, and they're stirring strife and discord? He says, make no provision for the flesh or the lust of the flesh, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, I don't know about you, but when I'm getting ready to go out and I'm putting on my nice clean outfit, I don't want to put it over a hot, sweaty, stinky body. You know, that's not going to do? That's not going to change the odor that emanates from my body just because I put on a different pair of clothes. Soon, those clothes are going to stink just the same way that the other ones did. You know what will matter is when I've taken off those sweaty clothes, I've gone in, I've taken a shower and got all nice and clean, and then I've equipped myself to go out and say, now I'm ready for the task at hand. Well, today you and I have the opportunity to say, you know what? I'm going to put off the lust of the flesh. I'm going to put off revelry and drunkenness and lewdness and lust and strife and envy. I'm going to put off all of that. I'm going to be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm going to be put on the armor of light. I'm going to put on the Lord Jesus Christ as my sovereign, and I'm going to go out and be light to this world because they need us as the Church of Jesus Christ to wake up and be the light of the world that Jesus wants us to be. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program. Be light, my friend. Be light.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.